إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our second session reading from the topic Atharu al-Qur'an fi Islah al-Qulub. Yani the effect or the impact of the Qur'an in mending hearts. Yani the restoration, reformation, rebuilding, rectification of the hearts through the Qur'an or by means of the Qur'an. This topic is from our Shaykh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli, Hafizahullah, who, as we mentioned last week, is a professor at the Islamic University of Medina. He is also a teacher at Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. And he is also the Imam al-Khatib of Masjid Quba in Medina. Last week in our first session, we read from the introduction of the Shaykh, including laying the foundation of this very important topic, that is that the human being was placed upon the earth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to settle the earth, to populate the earth, to cultivate the earth upon a tawheed. Yani the human being was placed in the earth with the purpose and the intent of establishing tawheed in the earth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that the human being and the jinn have not been created except to worship me. Yani to establish the tawheed, yani the worship of Allah alone. Secondly, the Shaykh mentioned that the human being has also been created with a piece of flesh in his body, which if it is whole, the whole body will be whole and sound and correct and good and righteous and upright. And if it is corrupt, then the whole body will follow, and that is the heart. And the Shaykh mentioned that the types of hearts are two, the heart which is qalb salim, the healthy, sahiha, saliha, salima, the healthy, righteous, sound, upright heart, and the heart that is yani sick, mariba, amya, samma, the heart that is sick and blind and deaf. The Shaykh mentioned ayat concerning this, and then he mentioned two hadith, which we're going to repeat quickly and then go on with our topic for today, showing the great importance of the heart. Yani our topic, Atharu al-Qur'an fi Islah al-Qulub, the effect or the impact, the influence of the Qur'an in mending, repairing, restoring, reforming the hearts. So, the two yani components of this subject is the greatness, the magnificence, and the tremendous, overwhelming, complete influence of the Qur'an as a factor for the rectification of the hearts, and then the importance of the hearts themselves, that everything is based upon yani the rectification of the heart. Because if the heart is yani correct, if it is sound, if it is yani healthy, then the whole body will be healthy, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yani mudghatun idha salahat salaha الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله. So this first point is that the heart, its importance is based upon the fact that everything else follows it. If the heart is sound, if it is upright, then the human being, yani his life will be upright. And if his heart is corrupted, then he will be, yani, at loss. The second point that the Shaykh mentions concerning the heart to show its greatness and its importance that we read last week is the hadith that's reported by Imam Muslim, Ibn Majah, and others from Abu Hurairah. The Shaykh mentioned it with the wording, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُورِكُمْ. That Allah doesn't look at your bodies or at your outward appearances. And in the narration of Imam Muslim, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ. That Allah doesn't look at your yani outward appearance, your physical appearance, nor does He look at what you possess, your wealth or property. So these things are not important. How yani beautiful, handsome a person might be, how much wealth or property they might own. But rather what is important in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ يعني Allah يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ. But Allah looks at the hearts. Yani what is the condition of the heart? And He looks at the result of that heart. Yani the deeds. So this shows the importance of the heart. That Allah is going to look at the heart. He's not going to look at a person's outward appearance. How attractive they may appear to be. How finely, yani, dressed they are. Rather, Allah is going to look at the heart. And He's going to look at the result of that heart. Yani, that if it is upright, the person will be doing righteous deeds. And if it is corrupt, the person will be doing corrupt deeds. He will look at the heart and he will look at one's deeds. The last point that the Shaykh made showing the great importance of the heart, and that's why it has to be given attention, and the only way to reform it, to repair it, to rectify it, to make it upright, is by the Qur'an. The hadith that the Shaykh mentions is the hadith reported by Imam Ahmed on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and Shaykh al-Albani in Silsila al-Hadith al-Sahihah said that it is, yani that this hadith is Hasan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "La yastaqimu imanu abdin hatta yastaqima qalbuhu." Yani that the iman of a person's iman would not be correct. It would not be right. It would not be whole and sound unless and until his heart is upright and correct and sound. Again, what the emphasis here in the introduction from last week is the importance of the heart. That every matter of importance is based upon it. Allah will judge a person based upon their heart and the result of their heart, their deeds. And a person's iman would not be upright unless first their heart is purified, reformed, rectified, yani mended, fixed, repaired. The importance of mending, yani, islah al-kulub. The Shaykh ended that introductory part of the talk last week by saying, لَنْ يَكُنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ صَلَاحٌ إِلَّا بِصَلَاحِ الْكُلُوبِ. That there will never, it is not possible that there will ever be goodness, rightness, righteousness or piety in the earth unless and until there is uprightness, yani, goodness, of the hearts. And therefore, al-ihtimam, care and concern, should be given towards, ya'ani, the heart being upright. And this is the greatest of all obligatory duties and the most important of all affairs. And then the Shaykh said, and this is what we closed with last week, that the human beings have not known any way, any tariqah, lil-islah, for the rectification or the reformation or the mending of hearts greater than the Qur'an. There's no tariqah, there's no way, there's no yani means, wasail or asbab for the rectification of the heart greater than the Qur'an. And the Shaykh said, وَكَيْفَ لَا يَكُونُ كَذَلِكَ. And how could it be otherwise? كَيْفَ لَا يَكُونُ كَذَلِكَ. How can it be otherwise than that the greatest means of the rectification of the heart is the Qur'an, while the Qur'an is the Kalamullah? How can anything be a greater yani, means of reform or rectification or mending of the hearts while the Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran is that which Allah has revealed upon His most noble messenger, the most noble of all messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam. And the seal of all prophets, alayhimu salatu wassalam. And the greatest of all the awliya of Allah, the people of Iman and Taqwa, that is Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How could it not be that the Quran is the greatest means of reformation of the heart when the Quran has been described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself with so many characteristics, descriptions or qualities of greatness, yani of goodness, and descriptions which show عظيم تعذيره تأثيره, yani the magnificence and the greatness of its effect or its impact and its comprehensiveness. How can there be anything greater than the Quran as a means of mending the hearts? إصلاح القلوب. While the Quran is the speech of Allah, which He has revealed upon the best of His messengers and prophets and the greatest of the awliya, and He has described it with such descriptions showing its magnificence and its yani greatness and the yani completeness and perfection of its effect or its impact on the hearts. And then the Shaykh mentioned 10 ayats, and last week we read through these ayats quickly in the end of the session, and today inshallah we want to take our time, however much time it takes, we want to take our time and look at these ayats which the Shaykh has mentioned from amongst many ayats in the Quran. He selected 10 that may have come to his mind at that moment, and he mentioned these ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the characteristics and the qualities of the Quran, due to which it is the greatest means of islah, of rectification of the hearts. So we're going to look at these ayats one by one. We're going to take our time and look at primarily the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, and we also may benefit from some of the other books of tafsir, which yani commonly we would look at. And let me just say, for those who are reading Arabic, it is worthwhile when you want to look at any ayah in the Quran to look at several tafsirs. Yani it is of great benefit, yani to look at more than one tafsir in order to understand thoroughly the great meanings, many meanings that may come in one ayah of the Quran or in even one word from the Quran. And from the easiest of the tafsirs to look at, with whatever yani we know concerning some yani mulahadat, yani some things that we have to be careful of, the tafsir of Al-Jalalain, because it is very brief, simple, concise, and right to the point, and primarily explains the meanings, the primary meanings of the words that came in the ayat, so that a person can comprehend it yani clearly. And of course then there are many other tafsirs, the yani classical tafsir of Al-Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, and Al-Tabari, and some of the contemporary tafsirs. The tafsir that I want to read primarily from tonight is the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, Taysir al-Kareem al-Rahman. And that is because his tafsir is also concise usually, and he doesn't go into a lot of differences of opinion, and he doesn't yani go into a lot of issues related to fiqh or linguistic, yani lengthy linguistic discussions, but rather he goes to the core of the meanings and gives us the practical yani meanings that a person can apply in their life individually, in their family, and in the society collectively. So primarily tonight we're going to read yani from the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman rahimahullah, and sometimes I might look at some of the comments of some of the other books of tafsir as well. What do we want to accomplish tonight? Tonight we'll look at those 10 ayats that we read last week, which are yani which contain descriptions and qualities of the Quran which make it the most effective means of islah, of rectification of the hearts. And if the heart is the most important factor in the rectification of the human being and our life on this earth, and the establishment of the purpose for which we was created, first and foremost being the establishment of Tawheed in the earth, if the Quran is the greatest means, then we want to know what are these qualities, or what are some of these qualities that make it the greatest means of islah, rectification and reformation of the heart. And again, like I said, we want to look at many tafsirs, but yani due to the limitation of time, we're going to primarily stick to the tafsir of Shaykh Abdurrahman, rahimahullah, and even sometimes maybe summarize some of what he has said. Sometimes what he has mentioned concerning the ayat is relatively brief, sometimes it's a little bit longer, and sometimes, a couple of times, it's even a little lengthy. We have 10 ayat, so yani we don't have a lot of time to look at the other tafsirs, but let's get into it. Keeping in mind, our objective is to look at each of these qualities that's mentioned in these ayat with the tafsir of the ayat, so it becomes crystal clear why these ayats prove the greatness and the effectiveness of the Quran as a means of mending or repairing or rectifying the hearts. The first ayat that the Shaykh mentioned is in Surah Yusuf, the 12th surah, second ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِنُونَ. That indeed we have sent it down, this book we have sent it down, as a Qur'an to be read in the Arabic language, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, so that you will understand. So that you will understand. Yani, it's in the Arabic language so that the people will, yani, who it was first revealed to, so that they would understand it, they would comprehend its meanings, they would be able to be guided by it, and then they would, yani, perfect their lives and achieve, yani, success in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the implementation of the guidance that the Quran contains. Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di says, and he mentions, we mentioned the ayah before that ayah just to put it in context, because he talks about the ayah before with this ayat, Alif Lam Ra, Tilka Ayatul Kitab al-Mubin. Yani, Alif Lam Ra, those are the ayat of the clear book, Al-Kitab al-Mubin. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ, we have sent it down, قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا, as a Arabic Qur'an. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ, so that you will understand. The Shaykh says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that the ayat of the Qur'an, yani the ayat of Al-Kitab al-Mubin, of the clear book, أي المبين البين الواضحة الفاظه ومعانيه, yani that it's ayat, its expressions, its wordings are clear, and its meanings are clear. Ayat of a book whose expressions are clear, and its meanings are clear. And from the clarification and the clarity of these ayats, the Shaykh says, is that Allah has revealed it, bil-lisan al-arabi, that He has revealed the Quran in the Arabic language. What is the significance of this? That the Arabic language is Ashraf al-Alsina. It is the most noble of all languages. Wa abyaniha. And it is the most clear of all languages. So it was sent down in the Arabic language so that it would be crystal clear. Yani everything that the realities, the beneficial realities that the people are in need of, will be clear to them. And all of this, the Shaykh says, the clarity and the clarification, the clarity of the language and the clarification of the meanings of the things that the people are in need of, the Shaykh says, is because of what? For what purpose? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ, so that you will comprehend. Yani with your intellect you will be able to understand. أي لِتَعَقِلُوا حُدُودَهُ, so that you will comprehend the limits that Allah has set in the Quran, the limits, the hudud for the human being's life in this world. وَأُصُولَهُ وَفُرُوعَهُ, and so that you will understand the foundations, the fundamentals and the branches, the fundamentals, the usul, yani the aqidah and the furu, the ibadat, the laws, so that you will understand this. وَأَوَامِرَهُ وَنَوَاهِ, yani, and so that you will also comprehend and understand the commands and the prohibitions that came in the Quran, revealed in the Arabic language, so that you will comprehend with clarity the hudud of Allah and the usul, the fundamentals and the furu, the branches and the commands and the prohibitions. Then the Shaykh says, Rahimahullah, فَإِذَا أَقَلْتُمْ ذَلِكَ بِإِقَانِكُمْ وَاتَّصَفَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِمَعْرِفَتِهَا أَثْمَرَ ذَلِكَ عَمَلَ الْجُوَارِ وَإِنْقِيَادِ إِلَيْهِ. So if you comprehend these things, the fundamentals and the branches and the commands and the prohibitions and the hudud, the boundaries that Allah has said, if you understand these things, yani with perfect clarity and certainty, and the heart now became described with acquaintance with these things that came in the Quran, the fruit or the result of that will be the actions of the limbs, and that the body and the limbs will comply, will surrender, will submit to the commands of Allah. Yani when the heart comprehends that which Allah has revealed in the Quran, the fruit or the result of that is that the limbs of the body will follow and comply. And then the Shaykh says, closing this ayat, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ أَيْ تَزْدَادُ أُقُولُكُمْ بِتَقَرُّرَ الْمَعَانِي الشَّرِيفَةَ الْعَالِيَةَ عَلَىٰ أَذْهَانِكُمْ فَتَنْتَقِلُونَ مِنْ حَالٍ إِلَىٰ أَحْوَالٍ أَعْلَى مِنْهَا وَأَكْمَلٍ. So if or when, يعني the heart comprehends this, لَعَلَكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ, when you comprehend that which has been revealed in the Quran, and the intellect is increased in understanding by the repetition of these lofty and noble meanings that came in the Quran, passing over by a person's mind, the repetition of these lofty meanings going through one's mind, then the person will then yani yantaqilu, will move forward from one condition that they are in before the Quran came to them to conditions ahwalan a'la minha wa akmal, which are higher and which are more complete and perfect. What is it that this ayah contains? It makes us to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the most noble and the most clear and precise language of all languages, that is Arabic, yani to reveal the Quran so that it will be comprehended, so that people can yani understand what Allah has revealed and know the boundaries that He has set and the commands and the prohibitions and the aqa'id, the aqidah and the ibadat, the ibadah and so on, and act upon it. Ayat number 2, the second ayat that the Shaykh mentions in Surah Al-Sad, 38th Surah, 29th ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. That this is a book. Yani remember, we're talking about what? The descriptions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the Quran with, which are the basis of it being the greatest factor, the greatest instrument, the greatest means through which comes the mending, the reparation, the restoration, yani the reformation and the rectification of the hearts. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka. It is a book which we have sent down to you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarakun, blessed, full of blessings. Liyadabbaru, for the purpose of what? Reflecting upon its ayat. Yani pondering over its ayat. Contemplating its ayat. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And so that the people who have intellects, who have sound intellects, so that they would be reminded, so that they will remember, so that they would take heed. The Shaykh, he says, Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sa'adi in his tafsir, he says concerning this ayah from Surah Al-Sa'd 38, ayah 29, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ. Yani, it is Mubarak. Yani, this is a description of the Quran that came in a number of places in the Quran. Mubarak. Yani, full of blessings. فِيهِ خَيْرٌ كَثِيرٌ وَعِلْمَ عَزِيرٌ. Yani, that this Quran contains خَيْرٌ كَثِيرٌ, so much good. وَعِلْمُ الْغَزِيرٌ, and so much knowledge. فِيهِ كُلُّ هُدَى. In it is every guidance, every means of guidance, مِنْ ضَلَالَ, from misguidance. وَشَفَاءٌ مِنْ دَائِنٍ, and it is a healing from every sickness. وَنُورٌ يَسْتَضَى بِهِ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, and a light that a person may use as a means of lighting the way in darkness, from darkness. وكل حكم يحتاج إليه المتكلفون. And every ruling or law that the people who have been made responsible, people who reach the age of responsibility, every حكم that they need to know, وفيه الأدلة القاطعة, and it also contains يعني conclusive evidences على كل مطلوب, for everything that a person may be required to know. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مباركا. مباركا يعني full of خير, full of blessings, full of knowledge, guidance, healing, light, and so on. ليدبروا آياته. It was sent down so that its ayat, so that the people may reflect upon its ayat, contemplate, ponder over its ayat. So this is what we should be looking at right now in reference to ourselves, yani pondering over the ayat of the Quran, reflecting upon the ayat of the Quran, contemplating their meanings, not just trying to get through the day, I have to read my juz, it's Ramadan, I got to read 1:30 every day, and even if I have to speed through it, at least I got through it today. That's not the point. The point is not getting through it. The point is contemplating and reflecting upon its meanings so that we comprehend its meanings, so that it can reach the heart and yani affect the heart, so that a person will be guided, so that they will act upon this guidance, so that they will yani improve and yani so that they will rectify the heart and they will improve their condition and get nearer to Allah. The point is that in this Quran is barakah, blessings, khair kathir, but a person must reflect upon the Quran in order to get its benefits. The Shaykh says, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ, so that the people would reflect upon its ayats. This, the Shaykh says, هَذِهِ الْحِكْمَةِ مِنْ أَنْزَالِهِ لِيَدَّبَّرَ النَّاسِ آيَاتِهِ. This is the hikmah, the reason, the purpose, the objective, the wisdom behind the revelation of the Quran, that it was sent down so that the people will reflect upon its ayat. Not just to memorize it, to recite it beautifully. No. Rather, it is to reflect upon. So that the person will what? يستخرجوا. So that the people will يستخرجوا علمها ويتأملوا أسرارها وحكمها. So that the people will be able to derive from it, reflecting upon it, so that you will derive from the knowledge that it contains. So that you be able to contemplate on its secrets, its meanings, deeper meanings, and its hikam, yani wisdoms. فَإِنَّهُ بِالتَّدَّبُّرِ فِيهِ وَالتَّأَمَّلْ لِمَعَانِهِ وَإِعَادَةِ الْفِكْرِ فِيهَا مَرَّ بَعْدَ مَرَّ تُدْرَكْ بَرَكَاتُهُ وَخَيْرُهُ. Because it is only by reflecting upon and contemplating upon its meanings and yani إِعَادَةِ الْفِكْرِ, thinking over it again and again, one time after another, it is only by this means that the barakah and the khair, the blessings and the good contained in the Quran will be reached. It is by reflecting, by pondering over these meanings and thinking about them again and again and again. إِعَادَةُ الْفِكْرُ فِيهَا مَرَّ بَعْدَ مَرَّ. Thinking about this again and again and again. Not reading the ayat and trying to get to the next one, trying to finish the surah, trying to finish the juz, trying to finish the Quran, but rather by thinking about the meanings contained in the Quran. It is only through this means that the barakah of the Quran is full of, yani it's mubarak, but the only way we will achieve it is by contemplating its meanings. وَهَذَا يُدُلُّ عَلَى الْحَفْظِ عَلَى التَّدَبُّرُ الْقُرْآنِ وَأَنَّهُ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ الْأَعْمَالِ. And this, the Shaykh says, Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sa'adi, rahimahullah, says, this points to the fact that يعني دل على الحف الحف على تدبر القرآن. This points to the fact that it is important, يعني that we are encouraged to reflect upon the Quran, and that this reflecting upon the Quran is from the best deeds that a person can do. وأن القراءة المشتملة على تدبر أفضل من سورة التلاوة التي لا يحصل بها هذا المقصود. And this also points out to us, yani the fact that the Quran has been sent down to be contemplated, to be pondered over, to be reflected upon, this also indicates to us that the reading, which entails contemplation, is better than the speedy recitation through which the real objective of the Quran being sent down is not achieved. It is not achieved through speedy reading. So if we want to make sure that we read 1/30 of the Quran in the Taraweeh prayer and the night prayers, then we have to take more time. Because it's not, the point is not to speed through the reading. The objective of the Quran being revealed is not achieved in this way. But rather the objective is to contemplate and to reflect. It is better that we read less and take our time to reflect and ponder than that we read the whole juz in a speedy way. The Shaykh says, the saying of Allah, وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and so that the people who have intellects can yani be reminded, so that they can remember, so that they can take heed. A, those people, ulul albab means ulul uqul as-sahiyah, those who, people who have sound minds, sound intellect that is not corrupted, that they will be reminded by their reflection, contemplating over the Quran. They will be reminded, they will be reminded of every type of knowledge and everything that a person may seek of good. So this indicates that it is based upon the lub of the insan, the intellect, the aql of the insan, what kind of intellect they have, the ability to reflect and ponder and comprehend the Quran. It is dependent upon this, the extent to which at-tadhakkur, the remembrance or the reminder or taking heed, and the antifa, the benefit, will occur from this Quran. It is dependent upon what? Yani, the reflection of the ulul albab, the people who have sound intellects, being able to reflect upon it. Third ayah that the Shaykh mentioned last, that we mentioned last week, Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 155th ayah, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Yani that this is a book, this Quran, yani pointing to the Quran to the exclusion of other books. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ, it is a book which we have sent down, مُبَارَك, full of blessings. Therefore, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, therefore you must follow it. وَاتَّقُوا, and observe taqwa in reference to it, taqwa of Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you, yani, receive mercy. From the characteristics of the Quran, that make it the most suitable means, or the only way of rectification of the heart, is that it is full of blessings, and therefore it must be followed. The way that we will, yani it will be effective in mending the heart, if the Quran is followed, and taqwa is observed. And in this case, if a person does that, one of the great benefits they will get is that they will receive the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says concerning this, وَهَذَا, yani in the saying of Allah, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ, yani هَذَا is in reference to Al-Qur'an Al-Azim, the great Qur'an, وَذِكْرُ الْحَكِيمِ, and the wise reminder. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكًا, yani a book which we have sent down full of blessings, أي فيه الخير الكثير والعلم الغزير, yani that it contains a great amount of good and a great amount of knowledge. That's the meaning of Mubarak. Yani that's one of the meaning of Mubarak, that is full of good and is full of knowledge. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَسْتَمِدُّ مِنْهُ سَارِ الْعُلُومِ, and it is from this Qur'an that all of the other sciences, the knowledge of Islam is drawn. تَسْتَخْرُجْ مِنْهُ الْبَرَكَاتِ, and blessings are derived from it. So that فَمَا مِنْ خَيْرٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ دَعَ إِلَيْهِ وَرَغَبَ فِيهِ وَذَكَرَ الْحِكْمُ وَالْمَصَارِ الَّتِي تَحُثُّ عَلَيْهِ, and there is no good of any type in any form or fashion except that the Quran has called to it, and the Quran has encouraged us to do it, and the Quran has mentioned the wisdoms of that khair and the benefits of that khair, الَّتِي تَحُثُّ عَلَيْهِ, yani which the wisdom and the benefit which calls a person to do it. The Quran, every khair is mentioned in the Quran, it is called to, it is encouraged, and the Quran mentions the wisdom which would encourage a person to act upon it, and the benefits which would encourage a person to act upon it. And there's likewise, there's no evil except the Quran prohibits it and warns against it and mentions the reasons that will cause a person, yani the reasons that will enable a person or cause a person to flee from that evil. And it also mentions, yani the evil endings of the person who engaged in those deeds. The Shaykh says, yani the Quran full of barakah, encouragement to khair, discouragement from evil. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, therefore, you are commanded to follow it. فِي مَا يَأْمُرُ بِهِ وَيَنْهَى, in everything that it commands and everything that it prohibits. وَابْنُوا أُصُولَ دِينِكُمْ وَفُرُوعِ حَلَيْهِ. And we must build, base, make the foundation of our deen, the usul of it, based on what is in the Qur'an, and the furu' of our deen, based on what is in the Qur'an, meaning the aqa'id, our aqidah is based on the Qur'an, and the furu', the ibadat, is based upon the Qur'an. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And the Shaykh says, وَاتَّقُوا يعني فَاتَّبِعُوا وَاتَّقُوا يعني follow it, its commands and prohibitions, and base your deen upon it, and observe taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that you do not oppose anything that came in this Qur'an. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this is a great benefit. يعني if a person acts upon the Qur'an, and the good that it came in it, and avoids the prohibitions and the evil that it mentions, and observes taqwa of Allah and doesn't oppose anything in it, then it, the result of that, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. يعني if you follow it, the Shaykh says, if you follow it, فَأَكْبَرْ سَبَبْ لِنَيْلْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَاتِّبَى هَذَا الْكِتَابِ عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا. So the greatest means or cause that will enable a person to achieve the rahmah of Allah, it is اتِّبَى هَذَا الْكِتَابِ, following this book, عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا. يعني following it in terms of its knowledge, seeking the knowledge from it, and also in terms of acting upon it. And this, yani, so the benefit here of this ayah the Shaykh mentions, the Quran is full of blessing, therefore it must be followed, and we must observe taqwa of Allah in reference to what it contains. And in this will be the greatest means, the observing, the following of this book, in seeking knowledge from it and acting upon it, will be the greatest means to earn the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth ayat, Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah, 19th ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. The Shaykh just mentions the beginning of the ayat, that indeed, verily, certainly, this Qur'an guides to that which is أَقْوَمْ, most upright, best, يعني most correct, most just. That the Qur'an guides to that, and it also gives news to the believers, يعني those who do righteous deeds, that they will have a great reward. The Shaykh just mentions the first part of this ayat, and again, what are we talking about? Ayat, which have contained descriptions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the Qur'an, which is the reason why it is the greatest means of rectification of the hearts. The Shaykh says, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَحْدِي لِلَّتِي أَقْوَمْ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us about this noble, the nobleness, the loftiness, yani the greatness of this Qur'an and its yani majesty. وَأَنَّهُ يَهْدِي, he's telling us that it guides to that which is yani أَقْوَمْ, yani التَّرِيقَ, the way that is أَقْوَمْ, meaning the Shaykh says أَعَدَل, most just, وَأَعَلَى, and most high and lofty, in terms of al-aqaid, the beliefs, al-a'mal, the acts of worship, wal-akhlaq, and the manners or behavior or character. Yani that it is a'adal wa a'ala. It is more just, and it is higher, more lofty than all other turuq, all other deens, in terms of the beliefs that came in it, the acts of worship that are mentioned in it, and the manners and character. The Shaykh says, closing this ayat, فَمَنِ اِحْتَدَى بِمَا يَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنِ كَانَ أَكْمَلَ النَّاسِ وَأَقْوَمُهُمْ وَأَهْدَاهُمْ فِي جَمِيعُ أُمُورِهِ. That whoever follows the guidance of that which the Qur'an is calling to, he will be the most complete and perfect of humanity, and the most upright of humanity, and the most guided, more rightly guided of humanity, فِي جَمِيعُ أُمُورِهِ, in all of his affairs, in every affair, worldly affairs and religious affairs. Ayat number 5, Surah Tuhud, 11th Surah, first ayat. Huh? A description of the Qur'an, which makes us to know it is the greatest means of the rectification of the hearts. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alif Lam Ra, كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ. And the Shaykh only mentions the beginning of this ayat, Alif Lam Ra, it is a book whose ayat, its ayat have been perfected. And then it has been, its details have been given, yani from the Hakim Khabir, the one who is all wise and all aware, all knowing. So the Shaykh, he says here, yani briefly, I'll just remember mention the part of the ayat that the Shaykh mentioned last week. Uhkimat ayat, it is a book in which its ayat have been uhkimat. The Shaykh says, utqinat wa uhsinat. Yani it has been perfected and well, yani its ayats are well, yani the wordings and the meanings are excellent. Uhkimat, perfected. He said, صادقةٌ أخبارها. Yani the information that it brings is truthful. Secondly, عادلةٌ أوامرها ونواهيها. And yani its commands and prohibitions are عادلة, just and fair. Third thing, فصيحة الألفاظه. Its expressions, its wordings are eloquent. بهيةٌ معاني. بهيةٌ بَهِيَتُ مَعَانِيهِ. And its meanings are beautiful, magnificent, splendid, brilliant, radiant. يعني أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ. The Shaykh said, يعني it has, its ayat have been perfected. The information that it brings is truthful. The commands and prohibitions of it are just and fair. Its expressions, wording is eloquent, and its meanings are splendid, brilliant. Ayat number 6 from Surah Al-Hashr, and in the 6th ayat that the Shaykh mentioned, Surah Al-Hashr, 59th Surah, 21st ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ. If we were to send down this Qur'an upon a mountain, yani as a guidance for it, لَرَأَيْتُهُ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّيًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Then you would have seen it trembling and crumbling from the khashya of Allah, from the khawf, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And these are examples, this example of the Qur'an being sent down a mountain, how it would affect it, and other examples that came in the Qur'an, Allah has set them forth for mankind, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that they will reflect, I mean, so that they will think about it. So they will think over these parables, these examples, and reflect on the meaning that they contain. An example helps a person to see something that is very lofty in its meaning, then a physical example of it helps a person on a worldly, material level to understand those lofty meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "We have revealed this. If we have revealed this Quran upon a mountain, you would see it, yani, trembling, and you will see it crumbling out of the fear of Allah." These are examples which we have set forth for mankind that they may be, so that they may think about them. The Shaykh has a lengthy commentary concerning this. I'm going to skip a little bit of it just so that, you know, for the sake of time, so we can get through this. He said, لَمَّا بَيَّنَ تَعَالَى لِعِبَادِهِ مَا بَيَّنَ وَأَمْرَهُمْ وَنَهَاهُمْ فِي كِتَابِ الْعَزِيزِ كَانَ هَذَا مُوجِبًا لِأَنْ يُبَادِرُوا إِلَى مَا دَعَاهُمْ إِلَيْهِ وَحَثَّهُمْ عَلَيْهِ. يعني that after from the ayats that came before this, after Allah had made clear to His servants what He has made clear and what He has commanded them with and prohibited them with in His mighty book, this was sufficient to necessitate that the people yubadiru, hasten to that which Allah has called them to and encouraged them to do. To such an extent, the Quran like is to such an extent that لو كان في القصوى والسلابة القلوب كالجبال الرواسي فَأَنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى جَبَلْ لَرَأَيْتُ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّيًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Yani that even if they were hard and rough and crude, yani their hearts were solid and yani just unmovable, unbendable, like yani great mountains, then this Qur'an, in spite, even if their hearts were like mountains, big mountains, then this Qur'an, yani if it was revealed upon a mountain, you would see it, yani trembling and crumbling from the fear of Allah. So this is due to what? لِكَمَال تَأَثِيرِهِ فِي الْقُلُوبِ. This is, yani this great effect, that it would affect a mountain this way, so likewise, what effect will it have on a heart, even a hard heart? The Shaykh says, لِكَمَال تَأَثِيرِهِ فِي الْقُلُوبِ. Due to the completeness of its effect or its impact upon the hearts. For indeed, the admonitions and exhortations of the Qur'an are the greatest, yani without exception. And its commands and its prohibitions consist of al-hikm wal-masali makruna biha. Its commands and its prohibitions are accompanied by mention of the wisdom or the purpose or the objective or the benefit of those commands and prohibitions. And this being so it is the easiest thing on the nufus. It's easier for the person to accept something that they understand why they are doing it. What is the benefit of doing it? What is the harm of doing this? That's easier to accept. وَأَيْسَرُهَا عَلَى الْأَبْدَانِ And it is what Allah has commanded for it. There's nothing difficult in it, even physically for the human being. And it is free of any يعني تكلف, unnaturalness. يعني it is in accord with the nature of the human being. Or at least there's very... يعني there's almost none of it. وَلَا تَنَاخَدْ فِيهَا وَلَا اِخْتِلَافٍ And there's no contradictions contained in the Qur'an. And there's no differences between one part of the Qur'an and another. And there's no صعوبة, no difficulty in the Qur'an. Nothing that a person needs to be compelled or forced to do. Rather, it is all easy. And the Shaykh says, تَصْلُحُ لِكُلِّ زَمَانٍ وَمَكَانٍ وَطَرِيكُ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ This Qur'an is correct, it is fit, it is suitable for every time period and for every place, and it is appropriate and suitable for every individual. And then the Shaykh closes this ayah by saying, ثُمَّ أَخْبَرَ تَعَالَى أَنَّهُ يَضْرِبُ لِلنَّاسِ الْأَمْثَالِ يعني the end of this ayah, that Allah informs us that He has set forth for the people examples, and He has made clear for His servants in His book that which is halal and that which is haram. لِأَجْلِ أَنْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي آيَاتِهِ وَيَتَدَبَّرُوهَا يعني that Allah has set these examples down with clarity for the purpose of the people reflecting upon the ayat and contemplating the ayat, yani thinking over and pondering upon these yani ayat. He put examples in there to make the people understand. فَإِنَّ التَّفَكُّرَ فِيهَا يَفْتَحُ لِلْعَبْدِ خَزَائِنَ الْعِلْمِ Because thinking over these ayats, reflecting and contemplating upon them, opens for the person the treasures of knowledge and makes clear to them the ways, the passageways to khair and shar. Yani makes clear to them knowing what's the road to good and what's the road to evil. وَيُحُثُّ عَلَى مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ And it also yani encourages, yani this reflecting, contemplating, encourages the person to exhibit noble character and to have a good disposition. And it warns them against evil character and evil manners. فَلَا أَنْفَعَ لِلْعَبْدِ مِنَ التَّفَكُّرِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَتَدَبُّرْ لِمَعَانِي Therefore, there's nothing more beneficial for the human being than to think over carefully what came in this Qur'an and to reflect and ponder over its meanings. Yani, the benefit of this ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, showing us the great impact, the effect of the Qur'an, even on a hard-hearted person. Yani that if the Qur'an had been sent down upon a mountain, it would cause it to tremble and crumble to pieces. What about the heart of the human being? This shows the mighty effect and impact of the Qur'an upon the hearts, if a person reflects upon it. Ayat number 7, Surah Al-Nahl, 16th Surah, 89th Ayat. Another description, or several descriptions, of the Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us to know that these are qualities, characteristics of the Qur'an, due to which it became the only means, the greatest means, of mending, or reforming, or restoring, or fixing, yani rectification of the hearts. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Al-Nahl 16, Ayat 89, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرًا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have sent down upon you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah, الْكِتَابِ, the book, the Qur'an, تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ Yani as the clarification of everything that the human beings are in need of in reference to what Allah has legislated, the deen of Allah, the sharia of Allah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani Allah has sent down, has revealed through to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for humanity everything that they are in need of. Wahudan tibyanan likulli shay'in, yani clarification of everything that the people are in need of. Wahudan and guidance. Warahmatan and mercy. Wabushra and good news, yani of Jannah for the Muslimin, yani the muwahideen. When we say Muslimin, we should note that the meaning of Muslimin when it comes in the Quran, it means the muwahideen, the Muslim, because the asl of Islam is that a person surrenders to Allah alone. So the Muslim, it means the muwahid, the person who has established the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says concerning this particular ayat, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ تِبْيَانٍ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ يعني clarification of everything في أصول الدين وفروعه. Everything related to the fundamentals of the deen, the aqaid, aqeedah, and the furu, the branches of the deen, the legislations, the laws, the acts of worship, وَفِي أَحْكَامِ الدَّارَيْنِ and the rulings related to matters of this world and matters of the hereafter. What will happen in the next life? What will be a person's condition? What will be the outcome of their aqeedah, of their akhlaq, their character, of their ibadah, of their manners, and so on? The ahkam for both worlds. Clarification of everything from the usul and the furu and the rulings related to matters in this world and the next. Everything, yani the Shaykh says, وَكُلُّ مَا يَحْتَجْ إِلَيْهِ الْعِبَادِ everything that the worshippers are in need of. So he said, يعني تبيانًا مبين it is clear, it makes clear in it with the most perfect clarification, يعني بألفاظ واضحة ومعاني جليلة with expressions and meanings that are crystal clear to the extent that Allah repeats in it الأمور الكبار the major matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats them in the Quran, the major matters التي يحتاج القلب لمرورها عليه كل وقت, that the heart is in need of passing by him all the time. يعني something that a person needs to hear again and again and again. وعادتها في كل ساعة, and something that has to repeat in every hour. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats these things. يعيدها ويبديها بألفاظ مختلفة. So Allah repeats it and he brings it out with different wordings and different expressions repeating the same thing. وأدلة متنوية and evidences of different types. Yani in order to make the point crystal clear so that it will be established in the hearts. وَتُثْمِرْ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَالْبَرْ and it will bring forth from fruits yani that which is good and that which is righteousness. Yani in accordance with how much it is established in the heart, to whatever extent these meanings are established in the heart. And even the Shaykh says yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers in one expression, a small expression, which is clear, many meanings, such that that expression becomes like a qaida, a foundation or an asas, yani, that other things are built upon. Sometimes Allah uses a small, clear expression, which contains many meanings, and that expression becomes a principle that is applicable to many different things. So that this Quran became a hujjah of Allah upon His servants, all of them. And it dismantled or yani invalidated the arguments of the zalimeen. It cut off their arguments and it benefited the muslimoon, yani the muwahidun, the people of tawheed. Fasara huda, so it became a guidance. Yani because of its clarity, then it became what? Tibyan and the kulli shayin, wa huda wa rahma wa bushra. So it became a guidance, the Shaykh says. Yani, that people will be guided by in the affair of their deen and their dunya, in their religious affairs and in their worldly affairs. وَرَحْمَةً and also a mercy. يَنَالُونَ بِهِ كُلُّ خَيْرٍ a mercy through which, yani the Qur'an is a mercy through which people will yani be able to achieve كُلُّ خَيْرٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ the good, every good of this world and the next. And then the Shaykh says, فَالْهُدَى مَا نَالُوهُ بِهِ من علم النافع وعمل الصالح يعني so it's a huda and a rahma. As far as it being a huda, it is a guidance through which the people يعني نالوه به يعني through it they get beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And it is a rahma ما ترتب على ذلك من ثواب الدنيا والآخرة يعني based upon which a person will get reward in this world and in the hereafter. يعني like the rectification or the uprightness of the heart and the righteousness of the heart and the tranquility of the heart even in this world. هدى ورحمة. And these two meanings, Huda and Rahma, the Shaykh mentions in other ayats with a little bit more detail. But for the sake of time, let's keep going. Ayah number 8. Ayah number 8, yani the 8th ayah that the Shaykh mentions, yani from Allah's descriptions of the Quran that clarify and prove that it is the only means and the greatest means of the mending or the rectification of the hearts. Again, keeping in mind that the heart is the key factor. If the heart is whole, sound, upright, righteous, then the human being will be right. Their limbs will follow and their actions will be like it. And if it is corrupt, then the human being will corrupt. The purpose of the human being being settled in the earth is to establish tawheed. And this tawheed will not be established except yani by upright hearts. The Quran makes the heart upright, and the upright heart establishes tawheed. Surah Ibrahim, 14th surah, first ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrija an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur bi'idhni rabbihim ila siratil azizil hamid. Yani a book, again this Quran, a book which we have sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Messenger of Allah, for the purpose of bringing the people out of darknesses. Yani لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ, of all types of darknesses, إِلَى النُّورِ, to the one light. All types of darknesses come out of it to one light, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, by the permission of your Rabb, yani by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who grants success, that a person, yani through the Quran, will be brought out of all types of darknesses and put into the light by the permission of their Rabb, ila sirat al-aziz al-hamid, to the way, the road, the tariqah of al-aziz al-hamid, the mighty, the praiseworthy. The Shaykh says in the tafsir of this ayah, yukhbiru ta'ala annahu anzala kitabuhu ala rasulih Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam linafa'i al-khalq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat is telling us that it is a book which we have sent down to you so that you may bring the people out of darknesses into light. Allah has sent down this book upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the benefit of the whole of creation. What benefit? To bring the people out of dhulumat, darknesses, al-jahl, al-kufr, al-akhlaq, al-siyya, wa anwa al-ma'asi. These are types of darknesses, and there are many. The Shaykh mentions to bring the people out of darknesses, the darkness of ignorance, the darkness of disbelief, the darkness of evil character, the darkness of different types of sin and disobedience, ila nur, yani to the one nur, which is al-ilm, wal-iman, wal-akhlaq, al-hasana, yani which is right knowledge, correct knowledge, and iman, yani real iman, and akhlaq al-hasana, that a person has proper knowledge, and they have correct iman, and that they have good character. Yani this is part of the light that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran was revealed to him in order to bring the people out of darkness into the light of knowledge of the sharia, of the laws of Allah, and iman, and akhlaq al-hasana, and good character. That's a part of it. It's not just having correct aqidah, but good character. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, by the mission of the Lord, the Shaykh says, لَا يَحْصُلْ مِنْهُمْ الْمُرَادُ الْمَحْبُوبُ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا بِإِرَادَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَمَعُونَةٍ. That what is the murad al-mahbub lillah, the thing that Allah intends, that He loves, that will yani occur, that will be achieved, will not be achieved, إِلَّا بِإِرَادَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, except that Allah intends it. Allah, yani, wills it. That Allah grants a person the ability to do it, and He helps them to do it. Yani, that this bringing the people out of darkness into light will not take place. Illa bi'izni rabbihim. Yani, by the tawfiq of Allah, by the ma'una of Allah, the help and success, and the, yani, Allah making that happen. Fafihi haf lil'ibad al-istiyani bi'rabbihim. In this ayat is an indication that the human beings are encouraged to seek isti'ani, yani to seek help from their Rabb, because you will not be successful in being guided right except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah makes clear that the nur which the people will be guided to by this book, that this nur is yani ila nur bi'idhni rabbihim, ila nur bi'idhni rabbihim, ila sirat al-aziz al-hamid, that the nur is being guided to sirat al-aziz al-hamid, the way of the mighty, the praiseworthy. That is the way that leads to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leads to His place of honor, that is Al-Jannah. And this road, yani that it leads to Sirat Al-Aziz Al-Hamid, is Al-Mushtamila ala al-ilm bil-haq wal-amal bihi, yani that which is composed of the knowledge of the truth. The road, this road is the knowledge of the truth and acting upon it. It's not just collecting and accumulating knowledge, but it's acting upon on that knowledge. وَفِي ذِكْرِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. And in the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the road of Al-Aziz Al-Hamid, after the mention of the road itself that leads to Him, in this mention of Aziz Al-Hamid is an indication, an ishara, that whoever travels this road, that person will be Aziz bi'izzillah. Qawi, that person will be mighty and they will be strong, yani due to the might and the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if they didn't have any ansar, any other helpers other than Allah. And that person will be praiseworthy, mahmood, fi umurihi, in all of his affairs, and he will have a good ending by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayah number 9, and I know that we're at the end of our time now, we're going to just take a couple more minutes and try to finish these ayat. Pardon us today. Ayah number 9, the mending of the hearts by the Quran, the descriptions of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah, 82nd Ayah, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. The Shaykh only mentioned in the beginning of the ayah that we have sent down from the Quran, مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ, that which is a healing. وَرَحْمَةً, and a mercy, لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, for the believers, yani to the exclusion of the kafirin. The Shaykh says in his explanation of the first part of this ayah that we have sent down this Qur'an, from this Qur'an that which is a healing and that which is a mercy for the believers. So the Qur'an, مُشْتَمِلَ عَلَى شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. It is contained, these two of the main things that the Qur'an contains, healing and also mercy. And this is not for everyone. لَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ. Rather, this is only for the mu'mineen, those who believe in it, musaddiqeen, those who testify to the truthfulness of the ayat, wal amilina bihi, and those who act upon it. Yani that the Quran is a healing and a rahmah for the believers, mean those who believe in it, those who testify to the truthfulness of it, and those who act upon it. As far as the zalimeen that Allah mentioned, that it doesn't increase the zalimeen illa khasara, except in loss, then yani those who are wrongdoers due to not testifying to the truthfulness of the Qur'an and due to not acting upon the Qur'an, this will not increase them in anything except loss. إِذْ بِهِ تَكُومُ عَلَيْهِمْ, because through this Qur'an the proof will be established against them that will cause them to be punished in Yawmul Qiyamah. Then the Shaykh mentions شَفَاءٌ and rahma, these two qualities of the Qur'an. He says شَفَاءٌ الَّذِي تَضَمَّنُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, this healing that the Qur'an contains is amun, is general, لِشِفَاء الْقُلُوبِ, for the healing of the hearts, وَلِشِفَاء الْأَبْدَانِ, and the healing of the bodies. Yani that this healing is not just spiritual healing, rather it's also physical healing. شِفَاء الْقُلُوبِ, yani from, yani healing for the heart from doubts, from ignorance, from corrupt opinions, from evil deviations, and from evil intentions, the Shaykh mentions. And that is, yani it is a healing from these things, because what? The Qur'an contains ilm yaqeen, certain knowledge which remove doubts. And it will, and therefore due to this certain knowledge, doubt and ignorance is removed. وَالْوَعَذُ التَّذْكِرَ الَّذِي يَزُرُ, and also contains exhortations and admonishments and reminders due to which the shahwa, yani the desires which oppose the command of Allah, are also removed. Then he says, as far as the healing for the bodies, yani from its pains and from its illnesses or sicknesses, the Qur'an is also a healing for the body, from what the person suffers from physically of pain and illness and sickness. As far as the rahmah, he said, فَإِنَّمَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْأَسْبَابِ وَالْوَسَائِلَ الَّتِي يَحُثُّ عَلَيْهَا الْقُرْآنِ مَتَى فَعَلَهَا الْعَبْدِ فَازَ بِرَحْمَةِ وَالسَّعَادَةِ الْأَبَدِيَّ وَالثَّوَابَ الْعَاجِلُ وَالْآجِلُ. Shaykh ends this tafsir of this ayah, he says, as far as the rahmah, that this Qur'an, yani, was sent down, containing shifa and healing for the hearts and for the physical sicknesses, and a rahmah for the believers, he said that rahmah is what the Qur'an contains of causes or means which the Qur'an encourages people to take hold of, those cause or those means. So whoever does that utilizes those means, those wasail and those asbab. Whenever a person does that, then he will be successful in achieving the rahmah. He will be successful in achieving the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yani success, as-sa'ada al-abadiyya, yani eternal success, good fortune, yani meaning entering into paradise, and he will receive a reward that is ajil and ajil, yani that award that will come in this world and a reward that will come in the next life. And the last ayat that the Shaykh mentions, and pardon us for going over a little time, the Maghrib is a little bit later today, so we take a couple of minutes and then we're going to close with this, and next week inshallah we'll go and mention what the Shaykh mentions after this. Descriptions of the Quran which show it as being the most effective and the only means of rectification of the hearts, fixing, mending, restoration, reparation of the hearts. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, 10th Surah, 57th Ayat, Ya Yuhannas, qad ja'akum maw'idhatun min rabbikum. First quality, maw'idha min rabbikum, wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. And shifa lima fi sudur, wa hudan wa rahmatan lil mu'mineen. How many qualities came here? Ya yuhannas, O people, qad ja'akum maw'idhatun min rabbikum. There has come to you from your Rabb a maw'idha, exhortation to doing good, admonishment from doing evil, from your Rabb. Wa shifa'un, and a healing lima fi sudur, for that which is in the chest, in the hearts. Wa hudan, and a guidance, wa rahma, and a mercy, lil mu'mineen, for the believers. Yani that which is in the heart, yani meaning a healing for that which is in the heart, yani corrupt aqidah, doubts and so on, yani a guidance from that which is misguidance and astrayness, and a rahmah for the believers. The Shaykh says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani is saying in this ayat muraqiban, yani encouraging his creatures. Fi iqbal ala hadha al-Qur'an, and he is encouraging the people, he is saying this to us, that this Qur'an has come to us as a maw'idha and as a shifa for what is in the hearts, and a guidance and rahmah, encouraging the people to go forward and to yani take to this Qur'an by mentioning its beautiful characteristics, which are a necessity the human beings are in need of. The characteristics of the Qur'an that human beings are in need of, yani maw'idha, being a exhortation and an admonishment and a healing and a guidance and a rahmah. Allah is mentioning these qualities as a means of encouraging the human beings to go to the Quran and take to it, to open their heart to it and to yani benefit from it. The Shaykh says, Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'akum maw'idhatun min rabbikum, that all people, there has come to you a maw'idha, an admonishment and an exhortation from your Rabb, a yani something that will admonish you and that will warn you from the actions which necessarily bring about the anger of Allah and lead to His punishment. And those, a maw'idha that warns you from those things and makes clear the effect and the consequences of those things and the evil, yani harm, that will come to you from them. Wa shifa'an lima fi sudur, and a healing for that which is in the chest, meaning this Qur'an is a healing for that which is in the chest, the sicknesses of shahawat, yani desires which resist or oppose your submission and compliance to the sharia of Allah. Wa amrad ash-shubuhat, and the sicknesses of doubtful matters, al-qadiha fi ilm al-yaqeen, which yani have a negative effect on certainty, on or certainty of having certainty in one's knowledge. Yani that it's a healing for two types of things, amrad ash-shahawat, yani the sicknesses of desires which becomes an obstacle from a person complying with the command of Allah. And sicknesses of shubahat, yani doubtful matters, which cause a person to lose certainty. In reference to the first of those, these two things, the Shaykh says, فَإِنَّمَا فِيهِ مِنْ مَوَاعِذْ وَالتَّرْغِيبُ وَالتَّرْحِيبُ, yani the Qur'an contains mawa'idh, admonishment, and targhib, encouragement, and tarhib, and discouragement, and wa'ad and wa'id, and promises of Allah's reward for who obeys Him, and threats of Allah's punishment for who disobeys Him, to the extent that yujibu lil abd ar-raghba wa-rahba, yani those things yani instill in the person by necessity ar-raghba and ar-rahba, yani to make the person desirous of doing good and to make the person fearful of doing evil. So whenever this encouragement or this desire of doing good and this discouragement or fear of doing evil is found in the person, and then it grows due to the repetition of what came in the meanings of the Quran, then this necessitates that a person would do what? Yani, that they will give precedence to what is intended by Allah over what is desired by their self. And therefore, what is pleasing to Allah and beloved by Allah became also, yani, most beloved to the servant over even what his own, what he desires for himself. Yani, sara ma yarda Allah ahabbu ila al-abd. That which Allah is pleased with became more beloved to the servant than his own desires. The second thing, that's in reference to the shahawat, that what Allah is pleased with takes will take precedence over what the person wants to do, their lower desires. And in reference to the shubuhat, doubtful matters, likewise in the Quran there are barahin wa adilla, proofs, strong proofs and evidences which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the human being and made clear with the clearest of clarification from that which removes the doubtful matters which yani affect the person's acceptance of the truth, and through which the heart is led to higher degrees of certainty. Yani, the evidences and proofs of the Quran remove the doubts which affect a person's acceptance of the truth and leads the person to higher levels or degrees of certainty. So when the heart becomes healthy and whole and sound from these sicknesses, and it becomes clothed in the clothings of well-being and good health, then the jawari, all of them, the limbs of the body will follow it, will follow the condition of the heart. فَإِنَّمَا تَصْلِحُ بِسَلَاحِ, because the limbs become corrected by the correctness of the heart, and the limbs become corrupted by the corruption of the heart. And the last part of this ayat, the Shaykh mentions that the Quran is a maw'idha, and it's a healing for that one's heart, and it is also a guidance and a mercy. Huda wa rahma lil mu'mineen. So the huda, the Shaykh says, huwa al-ilm bil-haq wal-amal bi. What is right guidance? Having knowledge of the truth and then acting upon it. Knowledge in and of itself is not sufficient. Rather, the benefit in having knowledge of the truth is acting upon it. And the rahma, he says, it is that through which a person achieves al-khayr wal-ihsan wal-thawab al-ajil wal-ajil liman ihtada bihi. Yani, the rahmah is through that through which a person achieves all types of good and benevolence and the reward in this world and the reward in the next life for whoever is guided by the Qur'an. They will achieve this rahmah. The rahmah is what? The khayr, the benevolence, the bounties, the favors, the mercies of Allah in this world and the next life. That's Allah's rahmah. The Shaykh closes, and we're going to close with this, saying that فَالْهُدَى أَجَلُّ الْوَسَائِلِ. So the guidance, right guidance, is the greatest means to achieve good. And the rahmah, the mercy, is أَكْمَلْ الْمَقَاسِدْ وَرَغَائِبْ. Yani, and the rahmah is the most complete and perfect of all objectives and things that are desired. The guidance is the most lofty means, and the rahmah is the greatest goal that one can achieve. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَحْتَدِي بِهِ وَلَا يَكُونُ رَحْمَةً إِلَّا فِي حَقِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. However, nobody will be guided by this guidance that came in the Qur'an, and nobody will achieve this mercy that came with the Qur'an except in reference to the mu'mineen, the believers, to the exclusion of the disbelievers. And then the Shaykh closes, last sentence, وَإِذَا حَصَلَ الْهُدَى وَحَصَلَ الرَّحْمَةَ النَّاشِئَةُ عَنْهَا حَصَلَتْ السَّعَادَةَ وَالْفَلَاحَ وَالرِّبْهَ والنجاح والفرح والسرور. So when this is achieved, the huda, when it is achieved, and the rahmah that comes from that guidance as a result of following that guidance, when those two are achieved, then the person will achieve a sa'ada, good fortune, yani success in this world, and most importantly, entering the paradise in the next. Wal falah, success. Warib, and every profit and beneficial thing. Wal najah, and safety. And farah, joy, and surur, happiness. Yani, when a person achieves that which this Quran brings, the maw'idha, the shifa, the huda, and the rahmah, then that person would achieve, yani, good fortune, success, safety, benefit, happiness, and joy. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Next week we're going to go back to what the Shaykh mentions after all of these descriptions, and that is that all of these benefits that the Quran bring for the mending of the hearts will not يعني be achieved except that there are certain conditions and prohibitive factors that have to also be in place. And that's what we're going to start with next week. We're going to go back to that. And then we're going to read يعني some of the things that the إصلاح of the قلب يعني the إصلاح of the hearts by the means of the Quran will bring about as a result يعني of the rectification of the heart. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك.